be fair, use this link to github.com/errorup/defcon5 and find requirements for this workshop. You need Linux, a browser with MetaMask, and installed IPFS client. For other people, you just can watch what will be happening on this stream, and I hope you will be interested. Okay, so we will start. My name is Sergey Onshakov. This is Alexander Kopenkin. We are core developers of Rabonomics Network project. And in the next 45 minutes, we will give you a short introduction in the history of our experiments, because we started from 2015 with our first experiments. After that, we will show you a live demo of installation process, and we will try to do together first steps to connect you with simulation of lunar workers to build moon base. And the last time, we will try to do everything what we need in our scenario to build moon base before the conflict. So for the start, a little bit about us. I was involved in cryptocurrency projects 8 years ago, but from 2014 I started working only with Ethereum ideas, and in 2015 I met Alexander and we focused only on using Ethereum in robotics fields with idea how we can control robotics under Ethereum computer, because Ethereum for us it's the first decentralized world computer, and if it's a computer we can use it to control robotics in physical world. So this is our first experiment in winter 2015. It's a funny video, so I recommend you scan this QR code and find 2 minutes to watch it. It was a Russian winter, and you can see Alexander sit on the chair in the center of the field and create first ever smart contract between human and machine. After that, we spent around 3 years with a different type of RNGs where we used Ethereum to control robotics. We use water drones, flying drones, self-driving car simulations, sensors, industrial manipulators, and modeling of lights out factories under Ethereum control. And in result of that, we prepare Rabonomics platforms. It means we don't only prepare experiments and push out our source code on GitHub. We tried to build common framework for engineers who are interested to use Ethereum on robotics fields. So if you want to connect sensors, drones, some OPC OR services from industrial standards, you can use what we have now on GitHub. So it means Rabonomics is the first open source platform which you can use to connect your robotics under Ethereum control. And in our vision, it's important today because, you know, in many countries you see how speakers say about future of the cities, about smart cities. And in many cases, they show the same picture, but in this place, they show cloud-based systems. So like different robots under cloud, Amazon cloud, Google cloud. So in our vision, we can use this decentralized technology for that. Not to connect small sensors, but in robotics, maybe you know, we have definition for cyber-physical systems. It's a much more complex systems, like not a drone, but a drone-based. Not a sensor, but a sensor networks. Not the one industrial manipulator, but smart factory. So it means you don't need a blockchain or smart contract to send signal from one hand to other hand. But when we have a communication between self-driving car and some solar panel, a gas station or something like that, you have economical communication with the technical details between two corporations or between physical equipment and companies. And in these cases, in our opinion, Ethereum computer can be interesting. So now I give clicker to Alexander. He will give you introduction on our GitHub more.
Thanks, Sergey. Hello, everyone. My name is Alex. I'm head of ILM programmers. And if you will have any technical questions, please ask me, and I'll explain details of Robonomics technical works. So let's try to meet to explain our GitHub structure. How many developers here? Please take your hands. Not so many. Great.
So many people.
Yes. So Robonomics network is a little bit complex thing, and let me try to explain. A good point for beginner is an AIR repository that have great documentation, and you can try to learn more about Robonomics network from that. It's a Linux distribution that contains so many packages for Linux and for robotic system that you can connect with your robot and try going over tutorials. If you are a decentralized application developer, let's try to look into Robonomics.js library that helps to integrate your decentralized application with Robonomics network. And all development project is open source, and you can find it in our GitHub repository. Let's try to start a game. The first word we need is open our DevCon 5 repo in ILab repository. We can take a photo of SQL account and start to go over README instructions. How many people will try to go?
I think two or three, four. Okay. So Alexander will work with laptop, and I will try to give some description for what he will do. Okay, so first of all, on the first step, you can open first decentralized application, what we prepared for this workshop. It's a moon-based statistics. And if you open this link, what you can find here? We think today we will try to build Moonbase with three type of work. First is the construction work. So on the next step, you will download Lunar Worker simulation, and you will select what type of work you want to do on Moon. Construction work, like support work, or it's very important for any conference or prepare bravery work. So to understand what is on the next lines, go to the next step and download this Lunar Worker. It's around 5 megabytes, and on the next step, you can open the terminal. So that's right. Yeah, and now, so if you try to launch Uno Worker without any options, you will see message about you missing options where you can choose construction, life, or bravery. So I think you understand that it's one of the options what we saw before. So you can select, for example, life suffer work and enter. And here you will see your robot simulation ID, what will be needed to for communication between your application and robot simulation. So now you need on the next step open other application. It's a standard Robonomics network application where you can send signal from your side to robot, and we use Ethereum mainnet, but you don't need to spend ethers. You just need sign message with your key from in MetaMask. You need select program model for selected before type of work. Put here and put here your robot ID and just push broadcast signal button. As you see, you need to sign message. Maybe you used before 0x or something like other projects where you use MetaMask not for send transaction but sign messages. And after you push button broadcast signal and sign message, you will find in terminal information like here. For example, your simulation will see information from you and send a signal from their side, and after some time you will see on EtherScan transaction. And it means Robonomics network providers catch information from your side, from robotic side, and send transaction to Ethereum network for launching robotics. So if we go back to statistics, we will find one executed program. So in this workshop, we advise you to try doing that and try to do 20 times construction work, 10 times life support work, and 5 times bravery work. And this is, I think, simple task, but you can try it and understand how you can use robotics under Ethereum control, where users don't need a guess ethers to get for guess, where your signal will be collected from with the Robonomics network providers, and providers will send transaction to Ethereum network to for launch your robotics. So yeah, so we will try to do it sometimes now and try to.
It doesn't work on Linux. I can't execute the binary.
It's a Mac.
Mm. You have VirtualBox.
Yeah. Do you have a VirtualBox?
Docker.
Because we don't have a binary for a Mac, only for Linux. Okay, so it's a demonstration how is work Robonomics network It's a second layer solution where you can just sign message from MetaMask and from the robotic side, and our providers can settle this information in the Ethereum blockchain after that it's been triggered for robotics to do in some programs which we store in IBM.
So why did you choose Ethereum and not IOTA?
Because IOTA it's only solution for payments between machines. Yeah, it's not a solution for using if you need to send program from user side to robotic side, you will not enough IOTA because they don't have a smart contract. They just only have a DAC as a proof of payments. And second is, we think IOTA is not a computer. For us, it's very important to try these experiments with a Turing complete or something like that. Solutions with a smart contracts or so on, or with the smart contracts, because we have a more opportunity to do something more complex than simple machine-to-machine payments.
Okay, so these design comparing it to the communication between the satellites or the real machinery that they're sending to space. In comparison, right now there is no secure connection, or whatever security we have is pretty low. In release, it could be much better.
Yeah, because we don't use only Ethereum. As you can see on this part of
it's
IPFS. So when you store program in IPFS, and from user side you sign message where you say I can pay this ERC20 tokens for execute and ask execute some with this hash. And from other side, robotics engineers say my robot can execute this and this type of job. They can hear in IPFS publisher subscriber layer information about signing demand from users for execution some programs. And in these cases, you don't have any security risk, because first, you cannot change programs what you want to deliver to robotic side. Second is, you don't have a single point of failure like in cloud-based system. It means your robot controlled by Ethereum, and IPFS is place where he can be ensured that he download program exactly what he can do.
So in case you want to cancel a command?
Sorry?
In case you want to cancel a command or reverse the actions that you just programmed, is it possible? Or is
in some cases, for example, car sharing example. How car sharing now working? You have application, you try to find some car, you push button, porters this car, and what happened after that? Your signal go to cloud identify you, and send transaction to car. With Ethereum and Robonomics network, how it's going to work? You will send a signed message to network, car will be sent offer for the smart contract will be created, and after that car will be know your account, and you can just go to car and send in mesh network any messages from your key. So it means you can interact with different type of robotics, not only in what you put in Ethereum smart contract. In Ethereum smart contract, you can put basic requirements for interaction. So like when smart contracts created, user can doing this and these functions. But these functions will be worked from in mesh networks from just signed message. So if you need cancel program, you need use like what I said now. If you just need to send transaction where you don't want to have opportunity to cancel this, and for example, I don't think you will have opportunity to cancel your drone delivery services in the 2 or 5 minutes period from one it causes distance, for example. So in these cases, you just can push with GPS coordinates in smartphone, and it will be enough. But if you want to rent drone and use it in 1 day period, you just can create smart contract, be owner of this drone, but drone will understand, know this account, my owner only 1 day, and he have some functions in this day, and our functions can be used from direct communication without blockchain. It's for example, you can find Smart Factory as a service. It's a project from KUKA, and you can find picture where someone with a tablet try to send some comments for manipulators, for other type equipment, but this equipment is he is not a owner of this equipment. It's for example, Smart Factory as a service, like a robot as a service, industrial factory can use robotics from producers, like a KUKA can send their robots to factory, but factory can cannot buy this robot, but only rent. In these cases, you need to give opportunity to communicate with this robot, but when agreement exists, so like if factory send payment transaction to KUKA, you have options to use this robot.
What part of computation are you doing on-chain?
Sorry?
What part of the computation are you doing on-chain?
We have one problem now, and it's I think it's a very popular problem. If you want to use Urbanomics Network on robotics fields today, your transaction cost will be around $1.50. And it's a big price in many cases. So before sharding, before we will see less price of gas, I think we will don't have a cases in car sharing, for example, because if each transaction in car sharing will cost around $1, it's not a good and not a good price. After price will be down around 5 cents. I think we will not have a
big compute, like what part of the computation are you doing on?
Ah, computation.
Yes, I send out like
we store in smart contract only address of user,
okay,
address of robots, and hash of program in IPFS.
Just to take your example, you talked about using a drone.
Yeah.
So Ethereum, transaction in Ethereum, you have 15 seconds block time. So like, how do you solve the latency issue in case of like when you send multiple signals?
For us, it's not a problem. Latency is not a problem because you, in our cases, you, as I said before, you don't use Ethereum to send signal from one hand to other hand.
Okay.
So it means you need only send transaction one time when you order drone delivery service. And to order drone delivery service, you can wait 1 minute, so, for example. But after that, of course, when drone in flight, he cannot use Ethereum as a place for computation to find best role for his movement. So it means you can use Ethereum computer for communication between humans and machines, or between machines, in order when you have economical communication between two sides, when you want to order some goods from factory, or you want to have a subscription for sensor networks data, for example, application in your phone to have some information about weather in your city from sensors network. You can just create one smart contracts in months, and after that you will have all information without any computation in Ethereum. Our computation happened on robotic side after robots download information from IPFS.
Is that the So have you done that only as a game, or have you actually thought of how to bring that technology into space?
No, it's only game, because we are guys from robotics, but not from space industry. And we never tried to think more about space problems, how Ethereum can be interesting, but at the same time, I think you understand that if we start thinking about lunar base, Mars bases, in these cases, we cannot use real-time systems. And using some like a blockchain with the blocks of information, I think it can be interesting. But I never find any articles, scientific papers about how we can use blockchain in space. Industry, only one project, like a DAO on Aragon to collect money for some space projects.
Yeah,
screen
second. Okay. Nice.
Are there any commercial interest in the world, like for example, experimenting with centralized fleets or some?
One of the most interesting case what we found with Ethereum computer robotics now it's using sensor networks, environmental analysis sensor networks, to use this information as a base for green finance markets. For example, carbon credit markets. We worked the last 3 years with a project on carbon credit markets. I was 2 times in United Nations conference around climate change, with a project where we show how you can use IoT devices, information to issue carbon credits. Some like
you have blockchain for climate?
Yeah.
Joseph Pollock?
No. We have another project with name DAO IPCI.
Sorry, DAO?
DAO IPCI. IPCI.io project. So it means and one other case is interesting, smart building. Today in some places in the world you can choose what type of energy you want to use, green energy or standard energy. But with the blockchain technology, with what we showed before, if we have green assets, carbon credits inside blockchain, and if we have IoT systems in smart building, because it's smart building. Smart building can use an offsetting mechanism with a blockchain, with a transparency, without humans. It's one of the other market what we think. Next one, it's a robot as a service. Robot as a service, as I said before, it's a case where we have two parties. First is a vendor of robotics, second is a factory who use these robotics, and all of these parties don't have a trust to because factories should pay for our operations of these industrial robots, but at the same time they need to be sure that quantity of this operation exactly what they expect. So they need some like distributed system where vendor and factory have the same system, and they can use smart contracts to control this robotics system. It's much more easy than try to build the same without Ethereum.
You started by talking about like differentiation between IOTA being like financial or like a sort of payments network, and you're utilizing Ethereum more as like business logic and so on.
Yeah.
Isn't the initiator also in the case of business logic most of the time an economic interaction? So
yeah.
When I'm ordering something, there's like a payment being made, and that suffices as like a trigger for the robot.
But in financial transaction, you need to put technical details. You don't enough on the, for example, you have a vending machine.
So where I'm located has to be sent to the robot and stuff like that.
You need just hash of the So it's not enough to pay to robot, because for me it's my basic idea before Ethereum was alive. Bitcoin is not only first global financial institution. For me it's first money for robots. Because before Bitcoin you cannot go to bank and say here's my robot, open take the bank account. But now you don't need to ask anyone, for example. Your robot can earn money, can send this production as an owner of this product. It's some sophisticated, some philosophies, you know, but it can happen. We don't need the governance approving for that. Robots can have a wallet now, but wallet is not enough. Smart contracts, it's a really good way to use robotics as a service, because now we're on the next industrial revolution where we don't want to use robotics as a tools. We want to use robotics as a service in city. So if we try to use robotics as a service, we need a high level communication between humans and machine from our application.
Do you think it also like helps with the trust issue?
And we, you, if of course, and with the trust, you have many problems, as I said, in robot as a service system. When we have a supply chain, information transparency in mutual options is very important. For example, digital passports. Many productions now say we can issue digital passports, but where they keep them? In cloud-based systems, they can change information in this passport in any time. But if factory will put data about passport in blockchain, they never can change this information, and it can create additional value for products.
So you can create a new information, then you can compare the previous information.
Yeah.
So it's just one last question from what I said. What is the model, business model in terms of, as far as economics network is concerned?
As I showed before, you don't pay others from destroys the application. And from robotic side, they don't you don't need to have ethers too. Robonomics network providers send transactions and spend ethers. But these providers ask you Robonomics tokens inside the system. So like, if you are startup in smart city concepts or IoT concepts, you want to use Ethereum computer, you can create an Robonomics solution where your customers will never pay anything other than your tokens, your payment balance, some like that. But your robots, your vending machines, your cars, or other systems will pay Robonomics tokens to pay for gas from our from Robonomics provider side. Our
company. Yeah, a bit of a personal question, but how do you find yourself?
First of all, first 2 years we use our own money, because as you understand, I many times in blockchain community I spent my Bitcoin in ICO Ethereum. We was one of the first miners of Ethereum in the first day. So I think we earned around 100 ethers in the 3rd July of 2015. So it was a very good time. And in 2015 we did the first stage of initial coin offering. We collect 5,000 ethers and spend all this money to do this platform, but not so many money for public relations and to doing some marketing. So now we are trying to speak with our Russian English with our good marketing guys.
We need diversity, so it's okay.
So you're relying on a sort of demand for the token as your business model network?
Yeah.
Do you think it's defensible? Like everything you're building is open source, right? So someone can just...
Yeah, but I think not so many people can fork what we did, like, because it's complicated. You should be robotics and Ethereum blockchain at the same time. We now don't have many strong developers in Ethereum, but strong developers in Ethereum and in robotics at the same time. I don't know many teams. Yes, but in the next 2 or 3 years, I think it's going to be happen. So we don't have much more time to be most popular. So we try.
Yeah, I was going to say, give it a couple of years, because back in the States, like, robotics clubs are all the rage with the young kids. So I imagine there will be a fresh crop of folks incredibly interested in that field that you could probably dissuade.
We decide to, for example, we have we spend a lot of time with academia job. We have articles, scientific papers, and we think for us most interesting to prepare educational courses for Coursera or EdX or other places where we can find clever guys. For example, Dan Weiermer or other guys collect $1 billion to spend for startups. But what happened when he say, I have $1 billion for startups? You will try to defend from cheaters and other guys who can earn your money. But when you have a good technologies and you have a good education, academic background, you can prepare educational courses and find clever guys. There are engineers who just want to know something new. And it's something like a dream from our side, but I hope it can. Because one clever engineer costs 1,000 other engineers. That's it.
Thank you.
So, thank you for your attention.